Good morning, it's November the 2nd, 2025 in the year of our Lord. And the title for my message is Being Worthy of Your Calling. And before I begin, let me read a couple of scripture passages to set the stage. If I can find them, excuse me here. Here we go. First one comes from the Old Testament prophet of Habakkuk, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. And then I will skip to chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. The prophecy that Habakkuk the prophet received. How long, Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen, or cry out to you violence, but you do not save? Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrongdoing? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and conflict abounds. Therefore, the law is paralyzed and justice never prevails. The wicked hem in the righteous so that justice is perverted. Chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me and what answer I am to give to this complaint. And then the Lord replied, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. See, the enemy is puffed up. His desires are not upright, but the righteous person will live by his faithfulness. And our New Testament reading comes from 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 through 7, and then skipping down to verses 11 and 12 from 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Paul, Silas, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace and peace to you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought always to thank you for you, brothers and sisters, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love all of you have for one another is increasing. Therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith and all the persecutions and trials you are enduring. All this is evidence that God's judgment is right, and as a result, you will be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you are suffering. God is just. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you and give relief to you who are troubled and to us as well. This will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blazing fire with his powerful angels. With this in mind, we constantly pray for you that our God may make you worthy of his calling and that by his power he may bring to fruition your every desire for goodness and your every deed prompted by faith. We pray this so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Being worthy of your calling. How many of us have had low expectations that require little thought, effort, and action on our part or on others? Having low expectations often means when we or others fail or disappoint, then the pain or the emotional response is negligible and not too painful or hurtful. We might even just shrug our shoulders and move on. I think in many instances it is a self-defense mechanism to deal with disappointment. However, when we read Paul's letter to the Thessalonian church, which was located in northern Greece, in the northwest corner of the Aegean Sea, the expectation from God and the apostles were high for the Thessalonian church, and they were not low. You see, these young Christians in the faith were making a name for themselves by their perseverance and faith, despite the troubles they faced through the persecution and trials and the accompanying suffering. If you read Acts chapter 17, that gives you an idea of what I'm talking about. These Thessalonians were dealing with Jews in a synagogue, filling and calling these Christian Jews with slander and rioting. It really was not a good place for these early believers. So again, for your own reference, go to Acts chapter 17. God And the Apostle Paul had a large dream and vision for this church as a result. Fulfilling or bringing to pass that large dream and vision from God would indeed be worthy of your calling. What happens when the road to that God-sized dream is blocked with hatred, affliction, and suffering? What happens to that dream and vision when others do all in their might to put obstacles in your path and beyond your control? They will use slander. They will lie. They will threaten. They will bully. They will imprison. And sometimes they will use physical violence. Now, how do you prove your worthiness and your calling from God is real when your dream turns into a nightmare and you seem surrounded by darkness and despair? Let me share a story with you that I read. Has anyone who is listening to this message heard of a man by the name of Phil Vischer? I'll be honest, until I prepared this message, neither have I. However, have you heard of VeggieTales? I have heard of VeggieTales. And to be honest with you, I have watched some of those cartoons with my daughter when she was younger. Phil Vischer and the VeggieTales. Phil was speaking at Willow Creek Church in the greater Chicago area, and he had a very powerful, heartfelt testimony speaking to his calling. And Phil, he was the creator of VeggieTales. If you're not familiar with VeggieTales, they are an animated cartoon of short videos for children, and they feature limbless vegetables acting out biblical stories and moral truths. VeggieTales sold over 40 million videos in their heyday, and at that time they outsold Barney, Scooby-Doo, and Pokemon, even ranking in the top 10 videos watched on college campuses, which is amazing. VeggieTales became an overnight success for children and children's programs in churches across the country. In the year 2000, Phil Vischer was named one of the top 10 religious leaders in the country by Newsweek, Time, and People magazine. All of that came from a man who was kicked out of a Christian college after 3 semesters for not really applying himself and doing well in his studies, but also for skipping chapel services. Despite that, he wanted to follow his God-sized dream and make an impact for the kingdom of God. Sure, he was tempted with the offer that came from Disney that offered him a large staff to work with and a large staff to work for him. In a similar way, the young fledgling church in Thessalonica heard the gospel calling from the Apostle Paul. And those members being filled with the Holy Spirit and having a fire within them to do good and to move mountains for Jesus, they were not surprisingly making an impact for the gospel. They were making an impact for the kingdom of God in the name of Christ. And that's when the persecution and the affliction came their way. It came from both Jew and pagan. For Phil Vischer, it wasn't persecution per se, but a lawsuit by a distributor that almost killed his God-sized dream. He had to deal with court dates. He had to deal with paying attorneys. He had to spend a lot of money for that matter. And in the end, you are at the mercy of the court. The distributor in this case won. And Phil Vischer, the creative genius behind VeggieTales, had to close his studio, lay off staff, and sell VeggieTales to pay off his debt. In his mind's eye, VeggieTales was history. How can we be worthy of our calling when misfortune and affliction comes our way in life? For some unknown reason, Phil Vischer was being drawn to Genesis chapter 22. And if you're not familiar with Genesis chapter 2, that is the story of Abraham's sacrifice, or would-be sacrifice, of his son of the promise, that being Isaac. God's promise to Abraham was 25 years in the making, and Abraham was waiting for these descendants that were supposed to be as numerous as the stars in the heavens or as the grains of sand on a seashore. God kept his promise with Abram and Sarah. And to Sarah was born a son named Isaac. Then God said to Abraham, "Take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah, and sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain I will show you." For Abraham, this was the test of his life. Which brings us to a question, which is more important to you: your dream or doing the will of God? I think when I look at the lives of Abraham or Sarah or Phil Vischer or maybe the Thessalonians that I read about in the New Testament of long ago, we become confused when we do the work of God with knowing and loving God. And church leaders, whether clergy or lay people, are notorious for this. As Christians, who doesn't want to do great and wonderful things for the Lord and the kingdom of God? Abraham and Phil Vischer realized that they had to sacrifice their dream on the altar if they wanted to truly follow and obey God. You know, that's a hard lesson to learn, but it is a necessary one nonetheless. When we are ready to put the dreams we have on the altar and to let them die, even in order to know God, then we are ready for what God wants to do. Or, in the words of Paul to the Thessalonians then, you are being worthy of your calling. What does that look like, you might be wondering? Because your faith is growing more and more, and the love all of you have for one another is increasing, therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials you are enduring. Being worthy of your calling means keeping your eyes on Jesus and him alone, not on human beings, as tempting that is, whether that is your parents, maybe it's your pastor, or people that you would love to emulate and you look up to. Keeping your eyes on Jesus and him alone is key. Being worthy of your calling means sometimes killing those dreams that allow you to take priority over God. That's a hard thing when you have a dream and you do not want to let it go. But if the Lord is calling you to let that dream go and to kill it, then by all means do it. And being worthy of your calling means obeying the first commandment: you shall have no other gods before me. That includes your God-sized dreams as well. Amen.